We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
One person shot at an Arlington high school. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York. And Arlington police still have not released details of a shooting that happened outside of Bowie High School. Students are still inside. The shooting happened outside the main building. The area looks like a temporary classroom. Students inside the school immediately began texting parents.
Well, it was horrifying. You never want to have a conversation like that, you know. It's usually, I got something to do after school, I got practice or something like that, but you don't want to get a text message saying that somebody's been shot.
Police have not said a word about the condition of the wounded person, and they have not said whether the shooter has been found. A Euless man has been sentenced to death for killing his ex-girlfriend and her young child.
Shortly after the jury decided Page's lawyer should be executed for the 2018 murders of 30-year-old Odishe Womack and 10-year-old Kamaria Womack, he threw a fit.
I didn't let one of them Kamaria figure that another guy was. They looked over all that. Yeah, take me back. Y'all will see me again. You can believe it, Lord.
Damn. Lawyer had strangled and choked Womack and sexually assaulted the fourth grade girl before killing her. During a victim impact statement, LaShondra Womack, sister of Odishe, laid into lawyer.
You will forever be known as a murderer, rapist, and a coward who families should be embarrassed and ashamed of.
The case will automatically be appealed to the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, then through the federal court system. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The WNBA's Wings have always had Dallas in their name. Now they're actually going to call Dallas home.
Mayor Eric Johnson has been vocal about drawing more pro sports teams to Dallas. Now it looks like he's got one. Pending league approval, the Dallas Wings will move to the Dallas Memorial Auditorium at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center, likely starting with the 2026 season. Wings president and CEO Greg Bibb spoke before the council and soaked up the moment.
A moment that can do so much for the Dallas Wings, our female athletes, our fans, the city of Dallas, and those who call it home. Today is an important day, but it is just the beginning.
Memorial Auditorium will be renovated. It currently seats 10,000, about 50% more than the Wings' current home, College Park Center. And the city is also offering the Wings a 15-year, $19 million incentive plan to make the move. From the 24-hour news center, John Little, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Rangers are already defending world champions, but they're staying busy as they get ready to host the 2024 All-Star Game.
The Texas Rangers and Major League Baseball met at the Rangers Youth Academy in Dallas to announce $7 million worth of projects around the All-Star break. MLB social responsibility leader April Brown says money will go toward youth empowerment, veterans programs, and health initiatives.
This is also core to our mission at Major League Baseball, every day working to close equity gaps and uplift communities.
Juan Garciga is the Rangers' director of youth baseball.
This is an investment in young people, and the number of lives that are going to be impacted is countless.
He says they're also taking the turf the Rangers played on when they won the World Series last year and installing it at the Youth Academy. In Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Mavericks and the Stars fans going to the NBA and NHL playoffs at the AAC have some new food options to consider.
There are four new delectable delights to tickle your taste buds. AAC food supplier Levy's unveiled the new goodies at the Stars game on Monday. There's the smoked bacon-wrapped Juicy Lucy, a beef patty wrapped in bacon stuffed with jalapeno popper cheese and topped with grilled onions, barbecue bacon aioli, and cheddar cheese. There's also smoked meat rings. That's onion rings wrapped with cheddar cheese, ground beef, and bacon, then smoked and served with peach and chipotle barbecue sauce. Or you can try steak elote empanadas, which are crispy empanadas filled with ancho-rubbed steak, creamy corn and pepper jack cheese, topped with avocado chimichurri and a side of red sauce. For dessert, there's stuffed concha, a sweet Mexican bread filled with vanilla custard, whipped cream, fresh strawberries, and blueberries, sprinkled with powdered sugar and served with chocolate and caramel sauces. From the 24-Hour News Center, Mark Lambert, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Speaking of the Stars, they're looking to even their series tonight at one game apiece as they take on the Vegas Golden Knights at the AAC. Head coach Pete DeBoer says they can't make the same mistakes like they did early in Game 1.
If you're going to knock off the Stanley Cup champions, you're going to have to, you know, bring your A game every night. We did some decent things. We did some things well, but we were chasing the game the whole night from the first shot of the game on. So tough to play from behind.
That game starts up at 8:30 tonight at the AAC. With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.